and Tua.
All I know is a bale.
Okay. And talking about how much wheat you raise to an acre, you might say we raise 40, what?
Bushels.
Huh?
Bushels.
Okay. And talking about distance, you'd say, well, I don't know exactly how far it is, but it's just a little.
I would say a few miles, or a few feet, or a few whatever.
Or is it just a little, what, over?
Ways.
Okay. And if you had been traveling and still had about 300 miles to go, you'd say you still had a, what, to go?
Long distance to go, or
okay.
great distance.
Mm-hmm. If something was very common and you didn't have to look for it in a special place, you'd say, oh, you can find that just about
anywhere, any place.
And if someone slipped and fell this way, you'd say he fell over.
Backward.
And this way would be?
Face forward.
Okay. And say if you had been fishing and I asked you if you caught any fish, you might say, no, what a one, no.
They weren't biting today.
Okay. Do you ever hear people say, nary one?
Oh, yeah. I've heard that. I've heard everything.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but I don't think I... hasn't been used in my family too much.
Uh-huh. And what do you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Well, they have a, what they call a combine, a situation that separates one from the other.
Say if there was something that the two of us had to do today, you could say, we'll have to do it. Or you could say, instead of saying we, you could say,
well, I would say we would have to do it.
Uh-huh.
In the proper usage, you want to say us have to do it?
Well, I was wondering if you'd say me and you or you and I. Or
this is something that we will have to do.
Uh-huh.
Both of us will have to do.
What about me and you will have to do it or you and I will have
well,
to do it?
Well, that's a common term. People say me and you will have to do it, which is wrong.
Uh-huh.
Wrong usage.
What if there was some man in yourself, you'd say? You said me and him, or he and I, or?
I would say
mm-hmm.
he and I would have to do it.
Okay. And say if you knock at the door and someone asks who's there and they recognize your voice, you might say it's.
It is I.
Okay. And if it was a man, you'd say it's. Say, was that John at the door? You'd say, yes, that was.
That was John.
Or that was.
Was he.
Okay. And if it's a woman?
She.
And two people?
Them.
And you'd say, he's not as tall.
As I.
Or I'm not as tall.
As he.
Huh?
As he.
Okay. And say, he can do that better.
Than I.
And if something belongs to me, then you'd say it's.
Mine. Possessive.
Or if it belongs to you, you'd say it's.
If it belonged to me, I'd say it's mine.
Well, if it belongs to me, you'd.
It's hers.
Okay.
Possessive.
Okay. And if it belongs to both of us, you'd say it's.
It's ours.
And.
Plural. Just a minute.
If something belongs to them, then you'd say it's.
Theirs.
And to him. If it belongs to him, then it's.
It's his.
Okay. And I say, well, this isn't mine, so it must be.
His or hers or theirs.
Or talking to you, this must be.
His.
Or you.
This must be his.
Okay. And if a group of people had been over at your house and they were fixing to leave, you might say, well, I hope, what, come back again, I hope.
I hope. You will come back again.
Uh-huh. Would you
plural, meaning the whole group.
Uh-huh.
Fine.
Is there another common expression for